Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. All right, good afternoon, and welcome to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. It's hard to believe, but it's already Friday, and we have been on the radio this week speaking about the incomparable Christ. And I'm thankful, amen, that he can be compared to none other, amen. And we are going to, today, the Edwards family's up. They're going to be singing, "I Stand Upon the Rock of Ages." Hope it's a blessing to you as you listen today.
My Savior, my soul He will defend. Trusting daily in His favor, on His promise I depend. I stand upon the blessed holy rock of ages and safe. Within His shelter I will be. The winds may blow and the angry storm all around me rages upon this rock. This solid rock of ages I shall stand.
Amen. That's the Edwards family. Amen. Upon this solid rock I stand. Amen. What a blessing. When the winds is, I tell you right now, let's just turn that thing back around and get a little bit more of that. That's a blessing. Amen. Upon this rock I'll stand. Amen. Amen. That's the Edwards family. What a blessing. Amen. I appreciate that. Upon that solid rock I stand. Amen. I love that. What a blessing. Amen. All right. We're going to be looking today at Luke chapter number 5. And I want to look at the subject, 5 things it takes to be a good disciple of Jesus. 5 things that it takes to be a good disciple of Jesus. Let me read the text in Luke chapter number 5, beginning in verse number 1. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw 2 ships standing by the lake, and the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, "Launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draw." And Simon answering said unto him, "Master, we have toiled all the night, and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word I will let down the net." And when he had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both of the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken, And so was also James and John, the son of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to the land, he forsook all and followed him. I want to look today at the thought, five things that it takes to be a good disciple. I tell you today, friends, I want to be a good disciple of Jesus. A disciple is simply a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. We find in the text in verses 1 through 3 that it seems that the disciples love to hear the word of God. I tell you, a true disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ is truly someone who's been saved and been born again by the grace of God. And ever since I've been saved by the grace of God, friend, there's been a desire to hear the word of God preached, been a desire for me to sit down and read my Bible. And so one of the things I believe that it takes to be a good disciple is to be able to have a love for the word of God. We find in the text there that they made it every way possible for Christ to be able to teach the word of God out of that ship. The Bible said over there, and he said, and two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed to him that he should thrust out a little from the land, and sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Aren't you thankful, amen, that they had the opportunity to hear the word of God preached from the Lord Jesus Christ? Then we find in verses 4 through 7 that true disciples, a good disciple, obey the word of God, no matter if it makes sense or not. Sometimes the things that God asks us to do don't make sense to us, but they make perfectly good sense to him. Now, Simon Peter, these guys are master fishermen. I'll tell you, these guys, they knew what they were doing. They were professional. But yet they had fished all night, the Bible said in verse number 5, and had taken nothing. And Simon answered, said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Yet Jesus said in verse number 4, Now when they left speaking, he said unto Simon, Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draw. I began to think about that while I was investigating this passage. I was looking at some things here, and I discovered that I believe that these ships were not owned by the Lord Jesus Christ, obviously. I mean, I know that he owns everything, but yet they were owned by someone. If you look at the text specifically, you find out that it was Peter's ship that Jesus was in. How interesting. And notice what takes place. They lend their boat to the Lord. Jesus sits down in their boat, but then he tells them to go and to launch out into the deep. And they've caught nothing, so there was no profit for the day. They had made nothing for the day. But yet, he tells them, go launch out into the deep and let down your nets. And Peter, one of the disciples, looked at him and said, Lord, we've fished all night long and we've taken nothing. They're just not biting today. They're just not, there must be at the bottom, top, somewhere. We're just not getting any fish. And Jesus said, look, you go and you let down your nets. And so Peter obeyed the Lord. And once he had obeyed he's already lent his boat. Now he's lending his ear, and he's obeying what the Lord said. A good disciple is someone who is going to obey what the word of God says. Number 3, disciples are aware of their own sinfulness. Friends, I'll tell you something. We are in a place today where our churches and individuals, saved individuals, don't recognize their sin anymore. And that's a sad place to be, friend. We need to understand when the Word of God's preached, we need to respond to the Word of God in such a way that we recognize our sin. The Bible says right there in verse number 6, and when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their nets break. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in other ship, that they should come and to help them that they should, and they came and filled both of the ships so that they began to sink. Notice verse 8. And when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." Peter began to recognize his sins, his sin of doubt, his sin of worry. I'm thankful today, listen to me, I'm thankful that a good disciple recognizes sin and turn from his evil ways. Then number 4, disciples are fishers of men. Verse number 9 says this, "For he was astonished at all that were with him, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so it was also James, John, and the son of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men." The whole purpose, the whole drive, the whole mission of the day was not that they just catch fish, but they also catch men. And how do we catch men? Well, we catch men with the Word of God. And when the Word of God begins to convict their heart, they hear the Word of God preached, they begin to hear those things, and under conviction, they turn from their evil ways, and they are lured by people who are able to take the Word of God and tell them the truth, and the truth, the Bible says, shall make you free. And so when they hear it, they begin to respond. Then number 5, let me give this last one. Disciples are willing to forsake all and follow Jesus. Notice verse 11. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. Friends, there's a big difference between knowing about Jesus and leaving all to follow him. That's when he becomes your Lord. I'm thankful today. Listen, on that thief on the cross, my mind goes there. That thief on the cross there that was there with Jesus. He was dying beside the Lord Jesus Christ. He looked over and he said, "Lord, remember me when thou comest in thy kingdom." I believe that man that day, he went from sinner to saint by saying the one word, "Lord." And when you confess him as your Lord, friend, that is a walking away from everyone else and letting him be supreme in your life. I want to tell you something. I want to ask you a few questions before we end the broadcast today. Have you been a good disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you doing well as a disciple? Are you? Would you say that you hear the Word of God well? Would you say that you're also someone who obeys the Word of God, no matter even if it makes sense? Are you someone who recognizes your own sinfulness and then repent of your sins? And I will say this, are you a fisher of men? Are you out there witnessing the way that you should? And then lastly, have you forsaken all and followed the Lord Jesus Christ? Friend, I tell you, I'm thankful for the Word of God today, how powerful it is. That's about all the time we have for the broadcast today. We thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. Tune in next week, amen, for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. God bless you. Have a great day. Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at HooperscreekBaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.